Recorded Books presents Shirley Chisholm in Her Own Words, Speeches and Writings, edited with an introduction by Zynga A. Frazier, narrated by Karen Chilton. Introduction. In 2019, I was interviewed for a New York Times article that proclaimed, 2019 belongs to Shirley Chisholm, as the first Black woman elected to Congress who had successfully completed 20 years in elected office and public service, Shirley Chisholm had reached iconic status, albeit posthumously. The article speaks to the popular memory of Chisholm and a resurgence of interest in her life and career, as evidenced in children's books, documentaries, films, upcoming biographies, and even body art. Yet she is primarily evoked as a way to discursively measure women's and Black political achievements, or lack thereof, rather than viewed as a substantive political figure in her own right. On the cusp of another presidential campaign season, and at the dawn of Chisholm's centennial birthday, we face the question of what she means in this current moment, and how her legacy will be reconstructed for future generations. Chisholm's living history extends beyond symbolic gestures and monuments to highlight memories of her, both real and imagined. In March of 2024, Participant Films and Netflix released the first feature film dedicated to Shirley Chisholm and her historic 1972 presidential run. In summer of 2024, she is being memorialized in an exhibition I am co-curating at the Museum of the City of New York titled Changing the Face of Democracy, Shirley Chisholm at 100. As the first exhibition dedicated solely to Shirley Chisholm, it will speak to both her substance and the symbolism that has accrued around her. Years ago, I imagined that Chisholm's centennial commemoration would be an optimistic occasion as we celebrated the political progress the nation had made by continuing Chisholm's efforts to build coalitions that were anti-racist, anti-imperialist, anti-sexist, and anti-war. I never thought that we would be in a political retrenchment. Yet the 2024 presidential campaign will undeniably be an election of two old white men dueling for their second turn at political power. During 2020, there was short-lived jubilation over the widespread protests in response to the killings of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, and over the historic election of Vice President Kamala Harris. Harris, and more importantly, the Black women who advocated for her selection, enhanced the visibility of Black women and girls who had been either ignored or vilified during the previous administration. Marking the historical moment, the first African-American and South Asian woman VP candidate connected her run to her political foremothers, like Chisholm. Simultaneously, we also saw a national racial reckoning around the Black Lives Matter movement that drove both individuals and corporations to address race, diversity, and equity. Corporations in particular tried to ensure that their brands would exhibit social corporate responsibility around the Black Lives Matter movement. Even Chisholm's voice and likeness emerged in media ads as a way to represent Black political independence and aspirations for the achievement of Black women globally. Corporations' attempt to connect with Black women's political and consumer power, whether or not they also sought to grapple with their own transgressions, suggests the conflicts between social justice activism and consumerism. The state violence against Black men and women and the public support for Black Lives Matter during the spring of 2020 brought together an unprecedented multiracial and intergenerational global coalition of people who protested against the state and imperial project on everything from defunding the police to climate.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?